Hey, this is Sean IDK, and I got
one and only Jordan.
This question, man, are you ready for this question?
Let me hear it, bro.
You are a basketball player, a real great basketball player. And the NBA is getting out of hand. We got Morris throwing elbows, pushing people. Yeah. And we got Morris. I don't know the rest of the crazy NBA play. I just know Morris is wilding out.
Yeah.
Right? Say the rules has changed. The rules have changed now.
Yeah.
You can't fight in the locker room no more. But you can fight outside, right?
Yeah.
But you're fighting against, like, tall people. You're fighting against Zion. Imagine fighting against somebody like Yao Ming. Or Shaq size, or Giannis, whatever. You just fight against these motherfuckers are just big. But you need help, right? You need help. Everybody need help. I need help.
Yeah.
Who would you call for help? And I got options for you. Okay. Would you call Ron Artest? Would you call Trae Young? Would you call Nate Robinson?
Are you talking about the
boxer?
Yeah,
that guy. Yeah.
Nah, I'm not taking that shit. Nate Robinson's out the category.
Oh, shit. What would you call Taco? Tall guy?
I feel like I'll choose Taco.
Taco?
He's seven foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Come in the room, pick you up, fling you across the room.
Yeah.
Strangle you to death.
For some reason, I can see him strangling somebody.
Pick up somebody, like, throw like two people at the same time. So I feel like Taco would really help me out.
That's not a bad answer, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. That's definitely not a bad answer. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
So my answer, I gotta go with Ron Artest. Two time. I don't even know if he's two time or whatever how many championships he got. Most likely two, I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
I'm going with him. What he did in any the Pacers back then. Fantastic. I'm not promoting violence, but I'm saying that was shocking for my eyes. Like, if you don't want to watch WWE, you just watch that tape and everything went clear, right? And what he did to James Harden.
Yeah, I was crazy.
I said, wait, is this real? That elbow is wow. So I'm going with Ron Artest. So
I feel like that'll be my second choice too. Yeah.
If you hear the text messages, my baby mama is hitting me up right now. I don't got money like that, right? So, I don't feel like editing that. This is live. This is real. Like, this is a real video. This is a real question. So, I don't feel like editing that part. And, that's my answer is Ron Artest, man.
Yeah.
I'm going Ron Artest, so.
Yeah, you lost me, but you lost me with the Nate Robinson, though. Nate Robinson was crazy.
I wanted to help Nate. I wanted him to have a redemption time in this situation. I feel like he could do something.
He can't do nothing. The man is like, I'm not gonna judge you off your height though,
Yeah.
But I'm a little taller than you, but he's like 5'8", 5'10". What are you gonna do?
I thought he was 4'2", but I think 5'8". I think he is 5'8". I thought he was 4'2".
That man is like 5'8". You can't help me. Most you gonna do is probably hit somebody in the face, then run into the next punch, and it's over.
I don't think you can reach somebody's face. I feel like you could scratch somebody's leg. If that's their weakness, just scratch Zion's leg.
Yeah.
He's gonna lose power or something. I think that's what you could do. Or tie somebody's shoes or untie their shoes. That situation. I love you, Nick. And usually people say, go on, Knicks.
No hate, but it's all love over here.
Yeah. But this is Sean IDK. Enjoy your day, enjoy your night, and we have the
end of the video.